Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, yeah, we go so in. Then we go with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling, yeah, she's sweet. Got the pain in the koozie up in the suite. Taking pics with the side chick, oops, delete. I bet you wondering how I keep it all so neat. Yeah, back in the days, 14 years. Going up, London town, yes, no fears. Went on a vacay, yes, it was a teaser. Later found out she
was. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pump Heads. I'm here with Vanderpump Rules enthusiast.
Love that for me.
Lindsay Webb.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me.
You're on a hero's journey right now.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what you're doing.
I have restarted Vanderpump Rules from the beginning. And a part of it, actually, you know, because I heard a lot of people were doing it during the pandemic, but I was like, you know what? I actually did do it during the pandemic, but then I did it again because I was like, there's just like parts of like how I could figure out this season's episodes with like understanding the old ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Lala and like really understanding her and Randall right now.
You know? I need
and
to like, go back. When did she come in? Season three or season four?
I think she came in season
four, maybe.
Four. Yeah. She came in season four as a hostess.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The hostess right. Who was also like a yacht girl.
Right. Right. Had a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't do anything.
And
but
then
just was hot. And
slowly
dope.
But surely. Yeah. Everyone started to figure out that she was just like with a married man, and then that caused drama.
Yeah.
So how has it been? I am going to revisit season, maybe even, did I watch all of season two semi-recently?
Yeah,
I think I'm going to need to start at season three and then watch 3, 4, 5, 6 because that's a really good run.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And six is the last good great season of
Fair.
The show.
But Kristen really brings the drama in all those. Are you
she
kidding?
She is an MVP.
I mean, no one gives her enough credit, I feel like.
She put in the work.
Yeah, she fucking did. Yeah,
she'll fly a bitch out. It's just incredible, her level of commitment.
I know. I did hear recently, though, too, that like someone who worked at Sir or at Pump would say that they kind of like got them a little schwasty before they threw them on. Like, they were like, oh, you're not really drunk yet, so we're going to like get you. So like, I could imagine Kristen kind of like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's like an essential part of being on Vanderpump Rules. And it seems like they're still kind of trying to do that with people.
Yeah, because, but everyone's like sober now, which is like.
Yeah, a lot of people are sober. And then I can tell, especially in this episode, I can like tell how badly they're trying to be like drunk. This was the first episode of this season where I really felt myself wondering, what are we doing here? Like, why am I why am I watching this?
Right. Some people are calling it the farewell season. Just like, I think kind of a bummer, but also like
it might need to be that. Yeah. I think we might need to lean into saying goodbye.
Yeah, that's fair. Cause like, I think there are only two people work there now, right? Or like one person works there.
I mean,
does anyone work there anymore?
I don't think that Raquel really works there.
There's no way.
I think she works on Vanderpump Rules.
Right. Like, that's her career.
Yeah. Sure. And I think that Charlie is in a very unfortunate situation where she might actually work there, but I doubt she's getting paid that well because she's like now just a season. She's in season two. And I think you don't really start making money on reality until you're like,
oh yeah,
in a third season. You need multiple seasons under your belt.
And the third season's like the season where they kind of just like, you get a little bit more clout at that point. Where that makes sense. I know. Sadly, this might just be the end.
I think it's better to end with a whimper, I guess. Like, there's nothing that really can happen now.
Well, Katie having a baby would be really exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they're really pushing in the new restaurant. Which is near us.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Very excited for Schwartz and Sandy's.
Schwartz, is that the final name?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it is. Okay. That is the name that will be happening.
Exciting. Schwartz and Sandy's. Wow.
Maybe they could redo, like just retool Vanderpump Rules entirely and do like a spinoff of it.
Maybe. I mean, maybe they also could just maybe start a, you know, do the same thing, but at Schwartz and Sandy's, maybe. I mean, no one's done anything in the area, like Beechwood Canyon.
And that's a really good location for a reality TV show.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
My single life being on Franklin Village has been a delight. Like,
really?
I've ran into so many random people that like were just like, hey, I'm like, buy you a drink. And I'm like, this is great. I have to live here now.
Okay. I love that. And now I'm like ready to move there. Yeah.
It's solid. So I kind of feel like this restaurant might like pick up and be a thing, to be honest.
I think the world needs Schwartz and Sandy's. Yeah. I mean, we need them to figure out what the fuck this restaurant is. I'm worried about I'm worried about it, but also excited about it. And yeah, let's get into this episode
because
is like a lot to discuss.
Yes, there is.
Begins with the boys versus Tom Tom in a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love Tom Sandoval's doing great work this season. I think he's like keeping conflicts. He's moving conflicts forward. He did a really good thing by planting a seed regarding Lala and Rand's relationship.
Yes, healthy.
Yeah.
Redirecting.
Where he said he gets weird DMs about them all the time, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know anything beyond the surface, which like, I'm like, thank you for saying this
mm-hmm.
because now, I mean, they've broken up.
Yeah, right. That's a whole thing.
But I want to know, like, I need something explosive to come out about
them.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Especially where we are right now in this episode. It's kind of like, I need more facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's planting it. I think he's like, you know, that's what he's good for.
Passionate about, he like does his job.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows the assignment.
Yeah, he understands.
He understands the assignment.
He's showing up. He's mm-hmm. doing the work. He's trying to really steer the sinking ship.
Yeah.
To the best of his abilities. And so I appreciate that about him.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for your service. These are like veterans now.
No,
being on the show is like going to war.
I mean, like, I see no difference.
I'll say
it's literally.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same in such a real way. Yeah, Sandoval. I think Sandoval's great. I think it's also really interesting. Like, I don't know if you feel this way, but this is just like slightly off or on topic. But do you think it's really interesting that sometimes if couples have dated for a long time, they start to sound like each other?
Yeah. And they do sound.
Because I feel like Ariana and Tom now sound very similar.
They have the same cadence.
They have
cadence.
Like this Christian, like they have yeah. like same, which I think is amazing, but it's just interesting. It's kind of like how dogs look like their
owners. They are two becoming one. And they're very much in it now. Like the way that they communicate with each other is just like.
They get it.
They get it. And they're like, there was that moment where they're getting ready for Charlie's culinary party. And Ariana's like, can you just not do the light thing? And he's like, I love the lights, babe. And and she's like, I look forward to a day where maybe we throw one party and you don't have the lights. But it's also like not a fight. It's just like they're coexisting and letting each other have their differing opinions.
Totally.
And I was like, wow.
They're a great couple.
That's a good couple.
That's a good couple. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. That's so funny. It's really interesting.
Charlie and Ariana are having beignets at this beignet place in the valley that I've been to.
Uh-huh.
That was like a big
beignet place
post-COVID outing for me, where I think it popped up on like Instagram. I think like a celebrity owns it or invested in it. I can't remember.
Melissa Joan Hart? No, that was the Sweet Candy store in Studio City, right?
It's who is it? It's not Sierra, but I want to say it's like another singer.
Okay. Beignets.
Oh my God, it's escaping me.
Beignet owner.
But
they're
good.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that.
The beignets are good. Yeah. I had about 10 of them. I really went wild. So I highly recommend that beignet location.
Oh my God. Immediately.
Charlie says that for 17 years, she only ate pizza, peanut butter and jelly, and quesadillas.
Which I'm not laughing because, like, honestly, if there was like some sort of trauma there, I'm not trying to poke at that at all. But that's also like, that's such a sad palette. Like, if you think, like, that's really, that's like very unfortunate.
I'm like, how do you look like this though?
I know.
And not look like Honey Boo Boo? Because, like, that is like the only.
Also, her skin is remarkable.
Yeah. I'm like, for eating just like processed foods for 17 years, I'm like, that's all you ate?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe, honestly.
Like, I believe in her trauma, but I'm also like, for 17 years, you only ate those three things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about it. It kind of also could be a spinoff to like maybe like a cookbook that she comes out with. Because even this dinner party was like a whole thing where I was like, all
right. She's trying to like brand herself.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like, who's your PR agent?
We'll get into these muscles because I have a lot of thoughts about those.
Me too, yeah.
She said her boyfriend, Corey, made her get more adventurous. So that's at least a positive
thing. Oh my God. Yeah, we love a positive partner.
And I love too that like, cause I don't know about you, but I've dated people who have had like been very strict about certain foods. Mm-hmm. And for me, I have like a more bandwidth for that now.
Yeah.
But in my earlier years, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if you don't eat like every food, something's deeply wrong with you.
I mean, I agree with that. I think more so it's just like meat and like, you know, vegetarianism as well, though. But I'm adventurous with like I kind of like to eat vegan sometimes or vegetarian. But I'm like, if I'm going to have a steak, I'm going to have a steak. Like, I'm not going to deny myself if something like.
I want to try everything.
All of it.
Yeah. And I want someone that also feels adventurous about that kind of stuff.
Sushi's a real thing, though, too. That's kind of a deal breaker for me. If you don't like sushi.
I know. Well, that makes it hard. Then you just resign yourself to a life of never having sushi with your lover.
Them. Yeah, that's terrible.
You can't
get a love boat.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And like, are you just going to order sugarfish like alone?
I know. Get the teriyaki bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
So she's healing her relationship with food.
Yeah.
And that's great for her.
Yeah, we're so happy for her.
Raquel goes over to Lisa's, which was an extremely random pairing.
Oh my God.
And Lisa says, so I called my friend who's a world-renowned plastic surgeon. I was like, who could it be? Like,
I can't figure this one out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so excited to see like what plastic surgeon.
Totally.
Lo and behold, it's fucking Paul Nassif.
Oh my God. Wow, from Botched and also Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, of course it's this guy. Like, what? Yeah. Like, if, here I am being like, we're going to get to meet like an incredible, and I love Paul Nassib, but I was like, who will this mystery plastic surgeon be?
You were actually like ready for someone new?
No, yeah, I was like, who is this world-renowned plastic surgeon?
Oh my God.
I was like picturing like some guy that goes like back and forth from like Dubai or something.
Sure.
Which I'll bet he probably does.
Maybe he does. Did you hear the emphasis too where they're like, I mean, he's like very expensive. Like he's a very expensive. So I'm like, all right, we get it.
Like, yeah, he's expensive. I was like, how expensive can it fucking be? And then they said
plug it in more.
30K?
For what?
For her revision rhinoplasty. Oh, and I was like, damn, well, there go. I was like, that's how much like a, I guess not how much the initial nose job cost, but her initial nose job cost $16,000.
Oh my God, that's so depressing.
And then this is costing $30,000. I'm like, that seems too much.
Yeah. For me. No, it is.
I literally thought nose jobs were like under 10K. Yeah. I thought like a really good one was like maybe 7 or 8K.
But do you think that like Lisa's paying for it or do you think like...
I have a lot of questions about the cost. Me too. Yeah, because is she like, oh, I found a world-renowned surgeon that will do it for free?
Right, right. Like, is there some sort of negotiation that we don't know about that they have? Like, if I get you back onto this space, like this platform, and talk about how important you are, like, can you give her a deal? Maybe like 5,000 off.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like a somewhat of a discount. I was just like, how is she affording this? Will she even end up doing this?
Yeah.
Because the quote, the nose job quote is simply too high.
It's too high. No, that's a year of college. That's silly.
Yeah. But so Raquel tells Lisa about James bumping her nose. And I didn't realize until this episode either that the reason Raquel's nose, or she thinks the reason her nose job is fucked up is because James bumped it. I thought that it was just like, oh, she got a nose job and it was botched. And then he also bumped it.
I mean, yeah, totally. But then I think we like, it is just a nose job. So you're actually right.
I know. So then I'm like, wait.
And no.
So he bumped her nose in front of her family when he went in for like a powerful kiss.
And also, then, like, a powerful kiss, by the way, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
He headbutted her.
Right, right. On accident.
And
sober.
Her nose, she said, turned completely to the side where it was against her cheek. Then James's mom noticed her nose being fully just sideways.
Love this story.
And when she said, Raquel, your nose is on your cheek, James flipped out at her. And there was like some sort of violent fight.
I wish I was there. Also, to see a nose on a cheek is insane.
Yeah, like, that it made me like dry heave.
No, yeah, didn't she say she took a picture of it after?
Yeah, where's the photo? Where's the photo? Raquel? We need to see your cheek nose.
Where is your cheek nose? Oh, God, that's so funny.
So I have a lot of questions, like, just, like, logistically about this nose job. Also, if she had never said anything about getting a nose job, I would never have known that she even had a nose job, let alone a botched nose job.
Yeah, which is why it was funny that Lisa Vanderpump was like, oh, well, now that you said something.
Like, well, yeah, because like, now that she says, then you're like, you I kind of see it. And then obviously when they take all the different photos and show you, you're like, okay, yeah, your nose is like wonky from below. But otherwise you just could have, she must be getting this for free or it's like storyline.
Like, yeah. Vanderpump conspiracy. There's something there. Someone's getting something.
So then Katie and Lala. Mm-hmm. They hang out and we find out we're getting like so many dark revelations at the top of the episode.
I know.
Number one was like, did James headbutt his girlfriend like and fuck up her $16,000 nose job? Stay tuned. We'll figure it out. But then number two is Lala walks in and she's like, oh, my handyman really did a good job fixing your door. Like you can't tell that it was like fucked up.
Right.
And Katie reveals that Schwartz spent a night out, stayed over at Sandoval's house too late. Mm-hmm. Katie got mad and as a retaliation, jammed the door shut so her husband could not get in the house
to their
that
home.
They both owned.
Right, right. Yeah.
And then his response at her jamming the door shut was to kick it in and bust in the door. Yikes. And then break it.
Sure, of course.
Healthy.
Healthy.
Just another day in the life of Tom and Katie's perfectly healthy, functional relationship. So,
yeah, it makes a lot of sense, of course. Yeah.
I like that we just breezed over this and then like even are like, in her confessional, she's like making a joke, but I'm like, wait, this is like,
no, it's really dark. That's really dark. Yeah, it is the breeze over for me. That's like, are we just going to make this like a light topic?
Yeah.
But we're going to make like everything else really heavy, but this is fine, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like we're going to take James maybe headbutting really seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that you like lock your husband out and he breaks down the door,
breaks it down,
which you must have gotten into a huge fight.
Also, obviously he wasn't sober for that, yeah. Right? Like, mm-mm. He couldn't have been.
No way.
Also, that's kind of intense. Like, that's a full-on, it's not like some, like, bullshit, crappy apartment door. Like, that's a, like, a brand new house.
It's the front door of your home.
It's the front door of your new
house. Your right. new your house. Home. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like, and this is the thing, too, where I'm like, I feel like they did this with Jax and Brittany, and mm-hmm. it's part of what made the show so bad.
Yeah.
Is like, just they decided to shift focus completely and not ever go deeper into like these people are having marital problems, clearly,
right?
But just being like surface level, mm-hmm. like we're gonna stick with like though this their storyline is like Katie wants to be involved in Tom, but like the Toms aren't sure, but really percolating beneath the surface is like, you're still locking, you're getting so mad that you're locking your own husband out of your shared home and he's busting the door in.
Yeah.
And also, that's just like another day in the life.
Even you saying that made me like honestly like dive deeper into thinking about that too, because like I guess like we've also been conditioned in making some sort of like normalization with this, right? Like with mm-hmm. Brittany and Jax, like the cheating happened a couple times, you know, or like, you know, just like his MO. But it's just really interesting that.
And it was never fully examined, like the cheating. And also, I feel like the only reason that Jax's cheating came to a head is because it happened with Faith.
Right.
Because Brittany was like, I find eyelashes on the counters all the time. And I'm like, you guys are all living in hell.
I know.
I don't like not seeing the hell.
Yeah.
Like, if they're living in hell, I want to see every waking moment.
Right, so
moment
why aren't we seeing the door getting kicked in?
Yeah, like yeah, that. Right, those are the questions. Like, my problem is not like, I've never wanted them to get better. I just want to see the hell for myself.
Yeah, like show me the door getting fixed. Like show me the ring camera of that evening. That's
oh my
fine.
God, please.
Who has, you know, they have a ring.
They definitely do.
Who has that footage?
God, please someone get it.
I know.
I wouldn't pay for it, but I would urge like any sort of media outlet with discretionary funds
totally.
To do so.
I'd support watching. Wow.
But yeah, I was like thinking even earlier today, pondering this episode just alone, you know, in my apartment and reminiscing on like, I used to watch Vanderpump Rules to feel better about my own life. And like, it was also in a time where my life was not as good as it is now. And like, it really was the thing. And I think that's why a lot of people latched onto it was like,
we got to connect.
Yeah. You think your life is shitty? Yeah. Like, look at these fucking people.
Yeah. Their dating life sucks.
And their apartments suck. Their life is like so dark and sad.
Yeah.
And like, when that is the crux of your show, I don't think you can transition into like aspirational lifestyle. Or at the very least, you can't. I guess you can.
I mean, like, think about Jersey Shore and where they went with it. You're like, I'm not going to watch that now. Jersey Shore was so great in the beginning.
So great. It's just always better when people, like, everything's better when people don't have resources and money on TV. Like, and are also, that. Like, deeply mentally ill and, like, traumatized and have, like, unprocessed.
Pre-therapy.
Like,
yeah. Sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true.
It's way more entertaining. And even, like, comedians, you know, people say, like, comedians are funny until they get, like, rich or something. And then they're not as funny anymore.
That's fair.
Like, yeah, I was just like, damn. And then I really had to ask myself, like, why do I still watch? What do I get out of watching this show now if I'm not getting to feel better about my own life? And I'm also not necessarily getting, like, super entertained.
Right. But I mean, I just want to know what's happening.
We want some sort of closure, I guess, or...
I mean, yeah, totally, which is why, you know, we were even saying, you and I, like, is this the farewell season? But also, I mean, Lala's dropping bombs too. I mean, this thing coming up, which I'm sure you're wanting to talk about too, but like, this Brock situation's pretty deep, you know. It's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Where do you stand on like the Brock of it all?
The Brock of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like obviously what we're talking about is like the track record of like the majority of these people, just like as far as where they are mentally, like it would make sense for them to allow that dynamic in, as in Brock.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I don't know enough for me to like make a judgment, but I'm also kind of like, that would be a red flag for me personally if I was dating someone. I'd be like, yeah. Well, you don't, you know.
I don't think I would like.
I wouldn't date someone that's like.
No.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't date someone whose like other family was in another country, period.
Right.
Like that would just seem off the bat a little bit messy and suspect to me.
Right.
Yeah, but we are like, it is kind of consider the source. Like, of course, like,
yeah,
there was gonna be something.
Totally. Right.
Yeah. And I don't, and I get like, I mean, everyone has a past and a,
well, everyone has red flags. That's
yeah,
normal.
Everyone
but like
does.
That flag is pretty big.
Mm-hmm. That is a waving.
Yeah.
It's a banner.
Yeah. It's a banner. It is a banner. Oh my God. It's so true. And then like the other part of it too is like the fact that there's like a domestic violence charge.
Yeah, that's also not great.
Yikes.
Also really not great.
Yeah. That's like the flag underneath the flag that like is dropped down.
And I'm also just like, how did we get here? How did we get to this point in the show and in this series where the two big main storylines are like, did these men like beat the women that they're with?
Yeah,
and
why
like,
are we here right now?
Like, yeah, what, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, wait, how is this literally, this
yeah.
is what you, we've mined is like this man, it's like, did they beat them? And if they did, was it as bad as we think it is? Or
also,
was it just a misunderstanding? And I'm like, this
totally.
Feels weird to arbitrate.
Right. And it's like not cute to like have like a tantalizing like opener of like, did James actually hurt Raquel? Like you're like, okay, wait, like you can't tease us with that because like that's actually pretty messed up. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Like when they, the clips from like coming up, it was like,
like
well, was it? Yeah, that
wait,
was
till next
Dr. Nassif was
yeah.
like, well, did it, could a kiss really do this? And then you're left in the commercial break and I was like, what? Are they going to like reveal that he
my
like
God.
Fucking headbutted his
I
fiance
know.
And now we're just, but also like, why?
It's are a little we, Maury Povich.
Yeah, it's very, I'm just like, how?
No, it's not okay.
How'd we get here?
Yeah, this is way darker, I guess. I honestly.
It is kind of much darker, but in a very like, presented in a very cavalier way.
I know, we're like pretending it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cheating rumors and all of that happening was much easier.
Oof. Yeah, and even though it was like, it was just also messier to
messy.
Some extent.
Yeah, or just like being drunk and stupid.
And yeah, and just also like.
Not like physically hurting or harming somebody.
Yeah, there wasn't, the only person that was like really lost out in that situation ultimately was like the 95-year-old woman that Faith was like taking care of. Right, but like we weren't really like confronting
oh,
these like larger
man.
Domestic
now?
Violence like issues.
That's real. That was actually, that was pretty intense. Yeah, that's fair.
And I guess it's like, yeah, I think Brittany torched her life by like ultimately deciding to stay with Jax and bear children for him and like marry him. I think that was like a horrific life decision that
mm-hmm.
she will end up regretting for years.
Mm-hmm.
But for somehow, I don't know, I guess that is on par with like the,
I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah,
like it all,
it's on
of,
par with the,
yeah,
what we're seeing now.
Yeah, I mean, how did you feel about like the canceling of everyone? Because I really genuinely did enjoy Stassi.
I, at the moment, I felt like just happy, I think, knowing that Stassi probably was so devastated.
Yeah.
But that's my own like haterade
sure,
and
sure,
like
sure, yeah.
my own resentments just
yeah.
against her for
yeah.
really nothing personal, just like me having an axe to grind.
Right.
In terms of the like the longevity of the show, I think it was really reactionary. I don't think it solved any
no.
issues. I think it was like I think people should see consequences of their actions, right. But I don't think it did anything to like move the needle forward in like any sort of meaningful way.
No, I agree. I think it just, if anything, they should have just like addressed it. And then what are ways to like help the situation?
And like, also like make them answer for it on television. Yeah, like yeah, I would have loved totally. To see like I want to see like some humility from these people that, but especially with Stassi, who was very much like back in like an untouchable kind of position on the show. Mm-hmm. Like I like to watch her squirm. So I think it could have been interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I think that it's very weird that we're not speaking of.
Yeah, like that's part
and
of.
And no one's even addressing.
No one's
what
talking
happened.
About Jax. No one's talking about. So, yeah, no one's talking about like the pandemic, cancel culture, anything. Like no one's addressing it.
Yeah. So it is like this show is existing in an alternate universe.
Totally.
Kind of where like COVID doesn't exist and never really happened.
Right.
Yeah, like
I was like, Lisa's just seeing everyone.
Racial reckoning and like George Floyd never also really happened.
Right. Like in West Hollywood.
In their world, yeah.
Literally.
And like are just pretending that like Sur is back open when it clearly is just employees and people that were hired to be at See You Next Tuesday. It is living in, it's another dimension.
It is, because no one's also talking about like, you know, how intense it was to, because I want to know about like, how did TomTom survive though too during the pandemic? Because I feel like a lot of these WeHo bars really like somehow with the grace of God, whatever it is, like they were able to stay open. But that's pretty difficult because there's so many places that just like needed to close down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she closed everything immediately and then didn't open them up. They were some of the last to open.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, I think her money is sketchy.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's really expensive. She did close Villa Blanca though.
Yeah, they did. They've
because
been
the
trying
lease
to
was
sell
so expensive
that for a long time, or like close it for a long time. So
I don't know.
Yeah, but I
the
have
WeHo
a lot
strip's
of
a little like sus. I'm like, wait, how did this brand new company with like these two guys that just threw their money in, like they're and they just bought a house? Like it's I don't know. There's just a lot of, like around that.
How on earth did
you survive it?
Yeah, I have.
It's wild. Yeah, it's just wild.
And they didn't work then. Like, they didn't film a show during the summer that they were expected to be filming.
And they didn't do, like, to-go cocktails that a lot of places did, too. You know, or, like, to-go food. Like,
I know. And Rockies I thought for sure TomTom would maybe try and do that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very sketchy.
Right.
We need to be asking these questions. Yes. And pulling the thread. Because everyone else, I guess... I mean, I guess I don't know if the ratings are down or what the viewership is like. I can't imagine it's great at this point.
No, you're right. I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting to see the babies. Obviously, like, I'm down. Like, that's cool. But, I mean, no one's going to... Do you really want to watch the next season about, like, how Lala and Randall aren't together anymore?
Because
it's, like, that's kind of, like, tale as old as time. Like, that's the most Hollywood thing to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, yeah, that makes sense. It's a bummer and it's really sad and it's heartbreaking. And also, like, we've seen it.
Yeah, and also it's like I don't really want to watch a show about all these people that just had got married and had babies at the end of the day.
Fair, yeah, totally.
Like I like chaotic West Hollywood messiness. I liked like the horniness factor of the show. I like that everyone's like sleeping with everyone and everyone's like very delusional about their careers and life goals and dreams. But like it is kind of... sad that at the end of the day they do just want like the most normal thing, or like I guess the most like heteronormative thing.
Totally. And also this is exactly why I went right back to the beginning of Vanderpump.
Yeah,
because like, I miss it.
Yeah,
totally. Like Kristen sneaking around and like hooking up with Jax when Tom's in the other room, like that. I was like, I know this story, but I have to watch it again so I could see.
Yeah.
You know,
and I guess it is a reflection of life. Like it, to some extent, most people do just go down this path and then your life becomes very much focused around like your family and raising kids. And
right.
Stuff.
Like,
but I'm like, I get enough of that in my own friend group. I don't want that on my TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Lala would be a good housewife, I think.
I know. I think she would be too.
I think she'd kill it.
I think if she and Lisa Vanderpump came back to Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
That would be really powerful.
Wow. That's like intense to even think about, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Just like throw Lala into the mix. Like,
she is such a badass. She said some quote on this episode that I thought was so funny, that she was like,
was it the dick measuring?
The dick measuring. She's like, because mine's always going to be bigger. And I was like,
she talks a lot of shit.
I know.
I do appreciate that in her. But I also think that she's getting a little big for her britches too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which is probably why, in some weird universal way, this ending has happened for her to kind of like maybe take a step back and look at what's important.
Yeah. Because I don't see her being... like, I don't see her as being part of this cast. Like, it's very clear that...
she can even tell, too, which is why she keeps bringing it up, I'm sure. She's like, I'm just not fitting in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all her friends got fired. Yeah. And then Katie is like, I don't know where Katie's head is at.
I know.
She seems checked out.
I wish I just watched Katie just like smoking weed and like watching like old like Pee-wee movies or something. Like, I just want to see Katie be real, because you know that that's what she probably does. She's just like, yeah, I'm going to get stoned and like order tacos.
Yeah.
Katie, in my new house.
On this season, I just feel like every time I look at Katie, like in a group shot, she's just kind of like fuging out and staring into the distance. Like, I'm like, she is showing up for work, but like doing the bare minimum.
No, it's so true.
I mean, like, get the money, like, take by it. All means. I'm sure take she's it. Getting paid handsomely, but it's just, you can tell that she's just like, her heart is not in it.
I know.
And it's kind of incredible.
She did say, though, to stir the pot a little bit, she did say today, I just listened, that I guess she said that Lisa Vanderpump was a little too invasive. Did you hear that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that just happened like a couple hours ago. She said, like, she came out with a public statement saying that she felt that Lisa Vanderpump was a little too invasive with the whole pregnancy thing.
Wow.
I know, which is like, she's also an executive producer, Lisa. So it's like, that's kind of like.
Yeah. Invasive with the pregnant, like she, like making them have a storyline around it, or just like asking questions.
Along the lines about like talking about like the sperm count and like her needing to then like discuss her abortion, like every, like having to have this conversation about like, why aren't you able to like make a baby, or like the pressure of people being like, have a kid. And she's like, I can't just like do it. I guess Lisa said something along the lines of like, well, before you go to the fraternity, like, have you just tried? And she's like, okay, like, obviously.
Yeah. But then also I was like, how hard are you guys trying? Because I feel like every doctor, and I don't have kids, obviously, but some, my best friends have like recently had kids and are like, tried to have more and blah, blah, blah.
Babies.
So I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But the takeaway that I've always heard is that doctors say you should try for a year before going in for like fertility aid. So, and she's like, we tried for like 5 months or something. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, so like, what's the truth here?
So you're
they don't seem very ambitious. Like,
yeah, it's
Schwartz,
like
his ambition is like.
Well, also, like, I don't know, if you're kicking down a door right now, maybe like you probably shouldn't try to have a kid. I mean,
that's
like,
a great point.
I mean, it's kind of fucked up, and I shouldn't say it.
No,
like, who the fuck
that's
am I?
Actually,
but I'm like,
is incredible advice. If you're locking your husband out of the house and he's kicking a door in, maybe don't bring a child into your home.
Just an idea. Yeah. Just an idea. Just a thought.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, I've appreciated hearing about Katie's abortion.
Yeah.
Just from a place, I was like, anything to give me a little more empathy for her.
Totally. Yeah. And like the realism of that. It's like, yeah, great. Like, thank you for talking about that, because there's so many people that have had abortions and like they feel like the fact that it took 7 seasons is really interesting. I thought that would have come out sooner.
Yeah. Don't you?
Wild.
Feels
right?
Like a season 1 or 2 revelation.
For sure. Especially since it was with Schwartz.
Yeah.
But
then also just knowing that that's like how the relationship like kicked off. I was like, damn, you guys have been dysfunctional since day one.
Literally.
Good job, I guess. Circle, yeah, like good job getting married and tying yourselves to each other for all eternity.
Oh my God. It's just, yeah. Yeah. That's real. Yikes.
Ariana comes over to Katie's just as they're talking shit about Sandoval. And then they all have like a very strange conversation where I feel like Lala was trying to like really like she was trying to plant a seed that like Tom Sandoval loves to like yell at women, which is patently untrue. Like I'm with Ariana. He yells at everyone.
Yeah. Right. Like that's just him. Kristen.
He's a passionate guy.
Yeah, he's an actor.
A little hot-headed.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like that's par for the course for sure. Yeah, I don't know. Lala's really like kind of like dipping in there. But I feel like the whole thing with Lala even making that comment, it's just like, how do we find a storyline with something? And it's like, Tom's just like, I love seeing Ariana and Tom like really duke it out too. You know, like she really gives it to him. Like,
yeah, and she'll tell him to like shut up, or that he's like being out of control.
You're so obtuse. My favorite line. I can't help but think of like, because she also sounds like Tom when she says it. You're just obtuse.
That was incredible. Also, I just had a flashback to he's a battered wife. Yes. I'm like flinging open the door. But then I'm also like, what is this full circle moment where now we are actually talking about domestic vibe? It's like, that was weirdly like,
I know,
fortuitous almost.
I mean, that was, if we're going to be like, call a spade, there is a lot of emotional, like,
there's heavy duty emotional abuse across the board.
Right. Yeah. Like, no questions asked.
Like, Tom and Kristen's relationship, they were both terrorists to each other.
100%.
And like, I just also loved seeing that kind of relationship represented on a show, because we've all known people that are like in the most toxic, horrific relationship that but they also love they're like,
well, they thrive codependent. Off it. Yeah.
And it's like you guys are sick for this.
Yeah. And we're like, we want to watch it next week. When?
But, and then like, I mean, he cheated on her with Ariana. Like, that was not very cool of either of them. And then to like lie about it. But she was also cheating on him.
Here's the thing. No, it wasn't cool. But like, clearly if you have an intuition and it's not a trauma response where you're like, I'm kind of like picking up on this. She's also like coming from a space where like she didn't want to admit that she was being fucking shitty as well.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, I kind of do just stan Tom and Ariana in some wild way.
I think that they're meant to be.
Yeah.
It seems clear that they were the ones that needed to be together.
Yeah.
And so that's like their origin story. And me and Kristen were in a really messed up, like long-term messy relationship.
And Ariana's just like, whatever about kids, like, I guess, or like marriage, which I think is awesome. And she's bi, which I think is great. And I also love that she's like an entrepreneur. Like her new cocktail box set sounds incredible. I'm like down for that.
Yeah, I was glad to see. I'm glad to see her like getting the wheels in motion.
Yeah,
just like not just stuff have a kid outside of the show.
Right,
because like that's a huge worry of mine that haunts me once the TV is off. Is like, what are these people going to be able to truly do with their lives?
Totally.
Because many have just been used and then thrown right away.
Mm-hmm.
And like many, like, I mean, Jax and Brittany could never activate any sort of anything that they were doing.
I think maybe they might be able to do like HGTV now, or like maybe some sort of like farm to kitchen, like Joanna Gaines moment.
Farm to kitchen.
You know what I mean?
Like, that is like a tall order for them.
It really is. Like, Jax trying to be like humble for a second.
I'm like factory to kitchen. Like,
oh my god, where's the beer cheese?
I know that, like,
I'm starving.
That's like, truly the bare minimum of what they had to do.
So
was like, make some fucking beer cheese and sell it at a farmer's market. Meemaw. Or something. Yeah, like they couldn't even do that. Like,
I know. Well, that makes me feel great about my life though.
Like, yeah, but like, all the people there are now like, you just have to intuit that whatever their, however bad your life is, theirs are much worse. Like, I think Kristen's life is really up in the air.
Yeah.
She's a true, like, what do you do now? I think she probably needs to just get like
clothing,
a marketing job or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she should just work at like, what is it, Deloitte? Or like whatever building that just has like, you see so many of them. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, she still has her clothing line, I think, but I know Katie like threw so much shade to that, which is like kind of like,
what did she say?
She was, do you remember when Katie in that one episode, she goes, I'm sorry, like what? So you just go on Pinterest and get like a bunch of like quotes and put it on a shirt? Like, that's not that inventive, or like, that's not that cool. And I was like, damn, where is the lie?
Fucking harsh, but also what are you doing, Katie?
I know. I'm like, at the end of the day, she still has this clothing line, so at least she's like selling something. I still am waiting for a glass of the Witches of WeHo wine. I think that's like a...
Did you ever order their wine?
Never did. I don't even remember even seeing it when it happened, when Stassi, Kristen, and Katie had it. But I remember when I rewatched it, I was like, oh, I'm like down. Like, I want to buy the Witches of WeHo wine today.
Yeah, that's smart of them. I mean, I feel like a lot of people
thought like TJ Maxx now, I'm sure. Or like...
I don't know. I think it was like you had to order it online or something. Because it was like,
we should really look that up.
A wine company. Does it even exist anymore?
I mean, there's got to be one bottle out there.
I wonder if there's one on eBay. I want to look now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I will pay like up to $65 for it.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it. That's like my highest bid. The Witches of WeHo. And I think it was rosé, which is kind of crazy that Lisa let them get away with that, because she has her Vanderpump rosé, which easily competition.
Oop. Zero for, but you can buy a copy of He's Making You Crazy by Kristen Doty.
I do want to read some of these books. Do you remember Doty's like improv time frame where she was like,
oh yeah, do I ever.
And I love that Ariana was like, you can't just like say you're a stand-up comedian, like you can't just like say you're an improv if you're like, these are well-respected.
I take comedy
people.
Very seriously.
So seriously.
Damn, Witches of WeHo Wine is not available.
Wow.
But the thing that pops up in its place is all the Vanderpump wines.
That is like marketing. First, that is marketing.
Lisa has someone boots on the ground making sure that the for her wines is the first thing you see. Oh, I think their wine was pulled from shelves also after their racially insensitive remarks, according to
I forgot
Us
about
Weekly's
that. Well, Stassi kind of lives near Johnny and I, so maybe we could just like knock on the door and be like, hey, Stass, I know you have a couple bottles for sure hidden.
I think you should do that.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be weird, right? Just like knocking and being like,
leave a note and be like, okay, do you have this? Like,
sorry that I know your address.
What's your Venmo?
Yeah.
I will give you 65.
Yeah, leave it on the corner, leave it in the mailbox. Mm-hmm. I'll just pick it up. 65,
or I'll just, like, push,
by heart.
Put some cash.
Yeah.
You could even just do the cash right away and then be like, can I trade? Question mark. This cash for,
I feel like Bo would just like pocket it though.
Yeah, he needs that money. Like, what are
your thoughts
on
Bo?
I guess he just does like a podcast now with her.
I think that's just like their own, like, yeah, they have,
I think,
Patreon.
They make a shitload of money from doing that.
Sick.
Because they're on Patreon or whatever.
Yeah. They're making that dough.
Thoughts on Bo?
Yeah.
Don't love him.
Someone made a comment about, like, I read on some forum that was like, Bo really lucked out, like, jumping into that relationship with Stassi and, like, kind of, like, writing those coattails.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, damn, that's pretty real.
I think that he probably didn't have a lot going on. And
he also lied about his age. He's like 4 years older than I think he is.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that too.
That
and yeah, I think that it was like just the right place, right time.
Yeah.
But I too felt like, oh, he's riding these coattails.
Yeah.
I would just have bigger expectations for Stassi. But I think also,
she just wanted to get married and have a baby though.
Yeah. And I think the daddy issues are so intense.
Also, he's like an intense Republican, which is like a full-on thing for me, where I'm like,
her dad,
oh yeah,
yeah,
like super into guns.
And like, I just think that Bo, like, I don't think she settled.
Yeah.
I don't think she thinks she settled.
No,
but I think when all the dust settles, she'll realize someday.
Like, this is like the best tramp stamp quote, like, which brought to you by Bravo. But when, like, the dust settles,
when the dust settles, she'll be like, yeah, why did I marry this man?
I mean, I think he makes her laugh, which is chill.
Yeah. Do we think that she's more of like a girl boss who likes to just like fucking humiliate her man?
Like, she's like, she would peg Bo. Like, she probably does peg
Bo. Or just like, you know, some girlfriends, like some relationships are like the girl is like more successful and just like harps on the guy
right. Like,
all
they have
the time.
To use like the man mentality, kind of like, I have to be an asshole in order.
Yeah. Or just like, she just like emasculate, like, it's just like he's emasculated 24/7.
Maybe. Now, like, just the idea of me, like, walking around the corner from their house just to, like, try and pick up on any sort of, like, info.
No, I love just, like, projecting pretty much, like, my own things onto her relationship. She's
like,
such,
do you
like,
think
a,
what?
She's a very rich, like, there's a lot of rich, like, shadow work that she brings out in me personally because
I
find her
same.
Very compelling TV, but then I also, like, I fucking hate her, but I also like love her. And it truly is not, it's very minimally personal because I've really only met
her. No, for sure.
Like
her dark side, like her, what's her, I forgot, the dark passenger.
Oh, the dark passenger.
But like, what girl doesn't relate to like that toxic part of ourself? Like, especially early in a relationship where you're like, I just kind of want to like push the limits to see how far you're going to like go for me. Do
yeah. And when you're just like hot and a brat, you can kind of get away with a lot.
I know.
And then also like being from like a privileged background and
right.
then like
yeah
there's just like a lot there to unpack.
Right Pretty privileged too, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's just like I have, she really like fucking razzes me, but that's really on me.
But what does that say about myself?
I always, and I think about that too, because I'm like, whatever gives me like a really strong reaction, I'm like, okay, why is this provoking like such a strong reaction in me?
What does it have to say? Honestly, yeah, the projection is so real.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, well, I'm not going to fucking get locked down by some bow type. Like, I'm ready to go home. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. You're like, how dare you? That would never happen to me.
No. We don't bow in this house.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lala ends their conversation by being like, I will be having a conversation with your man. And I was just like, okay, Lala. Like, she acts like...
she owns Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's she's just like she's so powerful. I'm like,
I know.
You're 30, and like,
I know
you're engaged 30? To Randall, who's like,
I know,
not the one. And
yeah,
okay, you had a kid with him. Like, you also have accomplished a lot, but you also like haven't accomplished that much.
Totally. And I think about this often, like the fact that Lala's on my mind often. Like, if I watch the show, I'm like, Lala legit, like, coming as an LA native, being in the scene, like having an older sister who was like such a star fucker, but like growing up with that and like just hearing Lala come into this space though and be like, I'm an actor, but like I'm dating Randall, like as if he's like this huge to do. And it's like, there's so many producers out there.
You're
like
a dime a dozen.
Totally. And so I just thought it was so wild that they like, she has this kind of like chip of like, hit. I'm like, Randall? Like,
and like a hold over all those around
her. It seems small town.
Universe. It's very small
town. It's like, she is from a small town if she thinks that's like the, like,
yeah,
the big kahuna.
Just like, you know? Lauren from Utah. I mean,
right.
It really is like, for every single producer, there's a very hot trophy wife that has one or two kids with him.
100%.
And like several more that he's already divorced to like get to her. So it's like,
right.
It's not that huge of an accomplishment. I mean, it is, I guess,
an
accomplishment in some ways.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you're feeling way too good about like this accomplishment.
Totally. And I think that's what comes back to like me even being like, yeah, like there is an episode where she says something about, which is kind of like cringe as fuck, where she says something like, hey, well, at the end of the day, like, you know, if Randall and I don't get married or whatever, like, your daddy has a lot of money. And I'm like, really? Because like, he actually doesn't have a shit ton of money, and he's actually in a lot of lawsuits right now too. So it's,
yeah,
like,
I think it's all tenuous. Happened.
She's like, well, you're lucky your daddy's rich. I'm like, okay, this is really uncomfortable. Like, what? God, is this LA? Yeah. Sad.
Tom, weird. Schwartz, and Sandoval decide that they're going to take shrooms and brainstorm about their restaurant, which I was like, can't believe we're watching people do shrooms.
I know. I was like, is this okay now?
Like, I guess it is.
All right.
I love this era of like, if you had asked me when I was in high school, like, or told me even that you'd be able to just smoke weed wherever you want and buy it whenever you want and mushrooms too.
You would be like,
I would have been like, hell yes. But also I would have been a better behave just knowing that was in the future.
Fair. Yeah.
But right. Like, it's shocking now that we're here.
It is pretty wild. Yeah. The fact that they like, but they feel uncomfortable saying mushrooms, but they're okay with saying like, cause like I've seen
shrooms, yeah.
Right. But they're like, well, weed, cause it's legal, but mushrooms I don't think are legal.
Yeah. I don't think that they are either.
I thought about that. I was like, can they say
that? I think they are in some states.
Yeah, but like LA?
I don't know. I think they're widely so funny. Like, I went to a Dead and Company show over Halloween weekend.
Nice.
And a friend of mine had mushroom chocolates, but like he had a mushroom chocolate bar that was like packaged as though you bought it from like a nice chocolate shop.
Yeah.
Like, it had like the nutrition facts on the back. And so I was like, wait, how is this? Who packed? Like,
that's a real thing.
This isn't still an illegal drug.
I know.
But it's packaged
and
presented as like a very legitimate thing. And it was great. Like, it was.
I mean, I love mushrooms.
I love mushrooms too. And also this like dosage, it was like perfect. Because you're not going to like accidentally overdose yourself. And
totally.
Like, they're really like mellow, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I was just blown away by the nutrition facts. That was the thing where I was like,
what was the sodium content?
Who did these? This is like the FDA. Like,
we need to meet them immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a real thing. Like, where do you buy the bar?
I know it's from a healer.
Yeah,
yeah,
course,
so I've obviously booked an appointment with that healer ASAP, but I'm but mostly to the bottom of like
who legitimate
who are you and how the nutrition packs.
Magic like LA
and there's like
shaman.
Gorgeous packaging.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
what did it look like?
It was like the chocolate bar with like each little segment kind of, it was segmented almost like a Hershey bar, but each segment was a gram.
Oh, like the way that it's kind of like cut, I guess.
Yeah, the way that it's cut. Yeah. So if you like broke
serrated,
off like a little rectangle,
right.
Then it would be like a gram about each. And then wrapped in like kind of a beautiful pink foil, then put in like the little paper packaging.
Honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say it, but I think that maybe like the Tom should get into like right now with before the boom happens with mushrooms, like they should get into the mushroom business.
Yeah. That's like the next wave.
100%.
Is like the silo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just
lots
an idea.
To think about
lots.
For them.
Yeah.
I love their brainstorm session because I love any chance where you get to see notes that they've written down and just like their creative process and get a glimpse into the mind of these geniuses.
Yeah.
They have a whiteboard and they wrote down the following things. Bar, lounge, restaurant. Future-retro. Happy hour. 60s, 70s.
Oh.
Tony having a little dream.
Aww.
DJs, then an arrow, watch the game. James Turrell, Madonna in.
James Turrell, Madonna in, though. Just like that.
Like, what in the world?
Holy shit.
Again,
James Turrell, Madonna in really resonates with me, though. Like, that is 100% my rising and my moon sign. Like, of course. Yeah. I totally, like, I get that. You know,
I do think, that this is going to be like an Austin Powers themed bar. I've said it before on this pod.
God.
I'm standing by this prediction of, like, this is like Austin Powers.
I am like, wipe with all their notes that they had on the whiteboard. That's really what like you're
that's
like
what
yeah one
stood out to me. And then Schwartz had a to-do list, like he has like a little notebook, so I like paused on that just to see what's on his like to-do list. This is a businessman we're talking about.
He owns a business.
His notes were write a one paragraph description, then come up with one sentence mission statement. Like,
oh my God.
These are like professional.
This is where I'm like, we can do whatever
we anything,
want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, you got it.
I think that's the takeaway from Vanderpump. Where
whatever.
At first, it was like,
you want to be with the producer? Go for it.
Yeah.
Get a house.
You want to have restaurants? Do whatever.
That can happen.
This is like, we're all just living in a matrix that we can control.
This is a simulation and like we can control anything. Like,
because if they've cracked the case with just
mission statement,
right? Come up with one sentence and then mission statement in quotes. Incredible work. Yeah. Like we,
remarkable.
I'm going to like be the next Ryan Murphy.
I see it already for you.
This is actually incredibly empowering.
Yeah. Honestly, okay. I'm inspired.
Great.
Where's the whiteboard?
Sandoval goes, dive lounge. And then they both are like, whoa, yes. Oh, and then the whiteboard on it, in the center of it, said, love, encouragement, collaboration, with a circle around it.
Oh my God.
Organic, with a rectangle around it.
Whoa.
Cozy, groovy.
Whoa, is this like Maslow's hierarchy of their needs?
I was just like things that they wanted, I guess, like the vibe, love, encouragement, collaboration, and then organic. Maybe just the food is organic.
Yeah, so this is just like Whole Foods, basically. So they're trying to pitch like the next Trader Joe's.
Cozy, groovy. In the sneak peek for next week's episode, I was like, maybe they do need Katie Maloney to come in here and crack the whip, because
Katie came up with a great name for them that she said on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah. What did she say?
Once Upon a Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Her pun.
I don't love a pun.
I was like, love that. Yeah. No, I'm such a sucker for a pun forever. But I do like that more than like Tom and Schwartzy's.
Schwartz and Sandy.
Or Schwartz and Sandy.
I just like resigned myself to a place of Schwartz and Sandy's.
You're okay with it. You're going to live with that.
Yeah. Okay. Like there was, I forget who, but someone was like, I love this name and I accept it. And then I, like them saying that, I was like, wait, I do too. And then that, and then it just was. And okay. So it is. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe I do too now. I guess. Think I just feel like with a name like that, doesn't it make you feel like you're like on a beach? Like it's a little, it's giving me Malibu. It's giving me.
Yeah. It makes me, doesn't make me feel like James Rainforest. Terrell Madonna Inn.
It's giving me honestly more like beach themed Rainforest Cafe. I feel.
Yeah. It doesn't give me cozy groovy.
No. No. Schwartz and Sandy's does not give me cozy groovy, but I do love that groovy came in, and that's totally probably why you're like 100% Austin Power.
It
like,
is, yeah, yeah, very groovy, baby. Even like yeah. Sandy's would be better, maybe, or yeah. feel more cozy groovy, Madonna and James Terrell.
Yeah, does that give you Madonna in?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they definitely, I don't know, I just, it does sound like a deli. It does. It sounds like, yeah, like it does. You could a get a great shop. Bagel mm-hmm. or like a great sandwich, like a good sandwich there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right, like they're putting like the cart before the horse kind of.
Yeah, but the thing is, what's interesting is exactly the location where they're going to be opening up this restaurant is there used to be a place called La Vita there that's owned by Franklin and Company too. It's these mm-hmm. two restaurants where I, like I said, had the best time being. Like I was seeing like Scarlett Johansson just like slamming drinks at La Velita or Vaita, and like with a bunch of family, just like came back to like finish the rest of it because she just couldn't handle it. Or like, you know, just like going in and no one like recognized or cared about anyone because yeah. it's not like how WeHo is where someone's like, mm-hmm. oh my God. Now it's having, like
sceney restaurant.
It's not. It's like they just wanted to like go and hang out and like not have anyone.
And that was like a Mexican restaurant, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Best happy hour. Fire. I was friends with every bartender. I loved it.
Wow. End of an era.
Yeah, end of an era. Now I'm like gonna walk down to Schwartz and Sandy's and like honestly probably want like a ham sandwich, but I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about it. I do think it's really funny that they just like dive like that, those episodes where they like dive into like what they want to do with it, and I'm like, dude, like this area is super expensive, and that owner of Franklin and Company is like balling. Like he sold that during the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm also like, do they understand like the vibe of that area? It doesn't
That's
feel like,
saying.
Yeah, it just
I don't
doesn't
think
feel like that,
does.
Like an Austin Powers-y restaurant fits into
no.
like.
La Vallita barely even fit in there, to be honest. Like, yeah. it's a kind of, it's really.
And that's a restaurant that like is necessary in that stretch. Like,
totally.
There just wasn't like a Mexican restaurant.
Exactly.
Kind of
exactly.
So it makes sense that that would pop up.
Exactly. And it's right across the street from the Scientology Center. So yeah. that's a full sentence.
And then like. Yeah, and like La Poubelle is right there.
Right, which will never go away.
Mm-hmm.
La Poubelle's like forever.
Yeah, I'm
but
curious.
But they can, I could do away with birds. Like it's, we don't need it.
We never needed that.
We never needed birds.
Mm-mm.
We don't need like an Alfred Hitchcock themed restaurant.
And birds, I feel like they've been to birds on Vanderpump Rules before.
Multiple times.
Yeah, that's like a hot spot for them in their like early 30s.
Beach, yeah, it's true. But Beechwood Canyon for sure is going to be like a full on thing now that they're opening that restaurant, to be honest. I feel like a full resurgence.
Ugh, get in now.
Everybody.
But actually don't.
Yeah.
Like I want to move there. Yeah. So stay the fuck away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Gotta get to Beechwood before Schwartz and Sandy's opens and blows up the spot.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, damn it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Charlie and Corey are unpacking when Brock and Sheena come over, and Brock offers to hang their TV in seven minutes or less. This confessional moment from Brock and Sheena was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where he's like, just go down Sheena's hit list, Rob. And then she goes, John Mayer, Jesse Metcalf. And he goes, really? I just played poker with him. And she's like, yeah. I love like girls talking about the men that they've fucked in front of their current boyfriend.
Yeah, isn't that so sweet? It's really romantic.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. It's an amazing, it's the feminine urge to, definitely done that in front of exes. It's such bad girlfriend behavior.
It is, but it's also just kind of funny to just like have a moment and be like, you want to know who I fucked?
It's so funny and
fun. It's just great.
And yeah. They shouldn't care.
But I don't want to know.
No.
I want to be the one that says
irritated, I think, if they did that in front of me. I don't know how exactly I would feel.
Right.
But
right.
Like.
But I want to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That makes sense.
Brock hangs the TV in 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Holy shit.
It was a small TV.
Okay. Well.
It wasn't like a huge, massive.
We also don't know if Rob really like hung a TV that was super big.
I know. I think size matters in the timed.
It does. I agree with that. Yeah.
Charlie is gonna have a culinary party where she just tries a lot of food. I'm like, also at first I'm like, yeah, have a culinary party, but then once we're in the, I'm like, why are we doing, like, what is this?
It's a fucking potluck, but like randomly.
Yeah. And she says she just wants to get blacked out and eat food. And I was like,
that's
okay.
Already like, that's dark.
Yeah.
That's really dark. Whoa. How old is she?
She seems in her 20s, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. The shade to Sheena's enchiladas, though. I felt really bad about that.
I know. Justice for Sheena, because I'll bet those are good.
I honestly, I was like, I want Sheena's enchiladas.
Me too. I would love nothing more than a big fat tray of them.
I know.
In and her, like, did you see like her special, like, Pyrex or whatever, it would said Sheena's fab enchiladas like on the tray. I was like, I would buy that just to have it as like a kitchenware piece.
Sheena should sell it.
She should.
Oh my god, I can't ever get over the sunglasses thing that she had, that she like basically almost like stole from Sunglass Hut, the like stands to like have all of her sunglasses out.
Oh, remember she had like 40 pairs of sunglasses.
I know, but like, why do you want them on display?
Yeah. 40 pairs is too many.
Yeah. Literally 40 too many. Like 39 too many. Yeah.
God, I miss her old apartment that she lived in with Shay.
Oh my God. Do you remember when the TV tables or the TV trays?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And their leather couch.
Oh, the leather couch.
It was a really hideous.
And their Capri Suns.
Yeah, Capri Suns and his sparkly suitcase. That he moved out of their house with.
And then their wedding photos that was like on a canvas that was like plastered all over their walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Incredible work.
Yeah. Beautiful.
James, Raquel, and Lisa go to Dr. Nassif's office. And I truly am like, why is Lisa at this appointment with you? You really don't need her here.
It seems a little codependent, if you ask me.
It's very codependent. Yeah. It's also like very much like we have to work her into this episode somehow.
Right.
So I guess we'll have her come to the appointment with you, but in no world
like,
would
Mom,
that happen.
Can you, yeah. And also like she doesn't want to be there either, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Unless
I feel
she
like
wants
she
screen
does
time.
Really want to be there and she yeah. wants, I think she craves screen time. There's no reason for her to be on the show anymore. Like, except for maybe once every 3 episodes, they like tell her something, but it really like she is not needed.
I know. And that's what's upsetting, because like in the old episode, she gets to be bossy and bitchy to like Stassi, Jax, like Katie. Like
they actually worked for her.
Right. And now that they don't, it's like a weird power dynamic. No.
Yeah. And like
it's interesting.
She invites them over. She like meddles in the lives of like 30 somethings.
Yeah, like that's kind of depressing.
It's so depressing.
It's true.
Like yeah. her worth is like wrapped up in like inviting Raquel to come over to her house for
Yikes.
A chat.
Yikes.
And like go accompany her.
Wait, did you hear what she said too with the nose job when she was like, just breathe through your mouth?
Just breathe through your mouth. Like, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of dark things happen. James is really mad about the timing of the appointment because it's his first night back DJing at Sir.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then he also is having to like maybe face the fact that he headbutted his girlfriend's nose into her cheek and is like responsible for the destruction of her nose.
And like has to pay for it.
Yeah. And then we get the examination, which was everything to me. Like yeah. All the close-up photos.
Every angle.
Every like, angle you could possibly yeah. want to see. Plus like a long pointer of, and Dr. Nassif pointing out exactly what's wrong.
That is my biggest nightmare.
I crave this, and it made me actually want to go back to watching Botched because I love any sort of plastic surgery storyline.
Totally, yeah.
His pointer was life.
Yeah. But it's sad if like that person doesn't get it fixed or it doesn't get fixed and you're just like, wow, I just like watched, like you just let me see all of your...
Everything that's wrong with you. Yeah. Yeah. So now we are so intimately vulnerable. Aware
yeah.
of Raquel's sad little nose.
I know.
And now I was like, oh, this is why it costs $30,000 to yeah. fix, is because he said they have to take some of her rib.
Yeah.
out to like restore the cartilage.
Seems chill. Yeah. Yeah. Just a day in the life.
It's like, my God.
Why did she get it done in the first place? Her nose was totally fine.
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a deviated septum surgery that okay. also doubled quote, as unquote, a nose job. Because sure. he was like, now your septum is gone. Oh my God. Or like the whatever is, something's gone that now needs to be replaced by a rib.
Just that sentence.
It's just so like... Oh, it's God. Crazy. It's,
God. Yeah, I didn't realize that this show is like kind of like just a horror show. It's like kind of scary.
It's body horror.
It's body horror.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
And James is like, his also like weird proprietary thing over like her body and the decision she makes with God. It is so bizarre to me. But then also like I now... Because there was a scene from like next week's or like a sneak of next week's episode... Where he's like, if I did all this, like, you would leave me. And I was like, oh, that's what all this is rooted in, is like, he actually feels like ugly and less than and is like worried right. about her leaving him and actually right. doesn't want. I think it's actually he like doesn't want her to get like prettier
or hotter
or whatever.
More successful.
Yeah, because she could leave him and he feels very ugly. Like, I think that he does feel that about himself, God. Maybe.
Is anyone actually going to therapy?
TBD.
Because, like, I feel like...
No.
Like, even the therapist that they have in there, I'm like, okay, like, you totally got paid to do this because there's no way you're actually... Like, they're not
going to therapy. Yeah, you're not a trustworthy person.
No. Mm-hmm. Jax's healer, though. That was funny.
Yeah, I love her. She is still, like... very much like a legitimate presence and like the group universe. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's shocking to me that she even ended up on the show because she is like
an actual healer.
Yeah. Like is like a legitimate, like she was, I went to like a Goop Lab thing pre-pandemic where she was like leading like a morning meditation and
oh
like,
my God.
Yeah. Like she's like bath. Fully like in the mix of like the wellness industry in a very legitimate way.
Wow. Yeah. She was like very into Jax though, don't you feel?
I think they just edited it like that.
Oh, okay.
She's just very like into everyone.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also down for that, the tarot reader that told Stassi that she was going to have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And not with the guy that she was dating. I want to see her.
I want to see her too.
Because she's on point.
Gotta
also,
look into that.
Laura Lee, just
I know. I think she lives in Beechwood too.
Oh God, I gotta.
She haunts the hills of Beechwood Canyon. But the good news is that Dr. Nassif says James headbutting Raquel didn't cause the damage and it was all surgical, which is also like, you pay $16,000 to some doctor, like,
yeah,
and you get botched like that.
That sucks. I honestly wonder who did her nose, because don't you think she would have gone with someone that was profesh?
Yeah, and I also think like $16,000 is a lot to pay for a nose job, period. Yeah. So like
for it to just bend that way.
Yeah, like who, I want to know the name of this doctor, because I like definitely don't ever want to go to that doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you think that they're like so great and that's why they're so expensive, and then only to have them like fuck up your nose.
I think she shouldn't gatekeep, and I think she should tell us, honestly.
Yeah, we need to know. I'll bet it's like on Reddit somewhere.
I'll find it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Back at Sir, See You Next Tuesday is back, baby. And James goes, I want to thank you all for the return of See You Next Tuesday. And it literally is just everyone that works at Sir on the dance floor. Like, people are in the middle of their shift at the restaurant just dancing at See You Next Tuesday.
Oh my God, right. No one has a job. No one's actually working.
No. And I think that all the people that they like placed in the restaurant are just like, they bribed them with food to shoot B-roll footage. Like, I don't even think the restaurant is really open at this time of shooting.
No, it's not. I've seen it.
And they're just like,
it's just like a room that they have over there. And they're like, okay, we're going to film now. So.
Yeah. And like, I don't think it's not real.
No.
But I also love that you can't hear any of the music James is playing. Like, legally. Yeah. Because there's a great moment where he looks at Katie and he goes, Katie, this one's for you, girl. And then no song plays. And I was like, that one is for Katie. Exactly.
Hell yeah. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. It's so great.
It's so great.
Like, do we even know if James is a good DJ? We don't.
He is. I've seen him DJ.
I've never seen him and I've never actually heard his music.
Okay. I've done both and I can say.
What does he play?
He plays like EDM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. I'm like, is this like a, because Paris is kind of a good DJ, Paris Hilton. Like, kind of that vibe?
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. It's like boom, doot, 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 like that kind of stuff.
The Coachella that he had.
Mm-hmm. And then just like some of his own music, which if you're a fan of his personal music, like he works that into the mix.
That's true.
And I does like remixes. And
I liked
stuff.
The La La song he did with her.
Yeah, me
that was
too.
Cool.
I like the one that was like, is it Don't Look Down? There was one who's like, I don't really know because I just took two. Yeah. Just took two. I like that song. I stand by James is a talented artist.
I'm here for
the white Kanye West.
White Kanye West. It's not about the pasta.
Sheena arrives and she goes, it's so weird being here and not working. And we got a flashback to the glory days of her screeching good as gold while standing. And I was like, wow, this show has really gone so downhill.
Where we don't get to hear good as gold on repeat on the float or her dancing on a fucking table.
Things used to be so crazy.
I know. She might as well just move back to Azusa.
Yeah, I think it's like, maybe looking like that will be the trajectory.
Yeah. I miss it. It's better for you.
Yeah. I know. I have to go back.
Yeah.
Lisa's gabbing with Lala and Rand and like invites them for tea the next day. And then that's when Lala says she's got to talk to Sandoval. Because when there's an audience, he tends to want to measure dicks, but mine will always be bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I liked it for myself to say that to someone one day, but I don't know how I feel about Lala saying it because she's just, her ego is fucking massive.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is also like a friend of yours.
Right.
I guess, ish.
Right, right.
And the way she approaches him and like put her hands on his neck, I was like, that's a weird way to initiate a conversation.
A little sensual and also like not chill, dude. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't touch people.
Don't just like. Yeah, rub your like cold hands and your nails on the back of this man's neck in front of his girlfriend.
I know.
Who's like sitting there from behind. It was really weird.
It is creepy. I think, didn't someone make a comment about it? Someone said something.
Well, Ariana was like, that's very sensual.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
If someone came up to you and did that, I'd be like, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, it's creepy. I'm not into it. Weird.
We get the flashback, which was very powerful, of everyone who is now, I guess, Lala considers her really good friends.
Yeah.
Calling her a whore just over and over and over.
Right. But it's been like some time.
Yeah. But I'm like, this is your origin story of like the people that are now in
your
inner
circle.
Yeah. She
was with a married man.
Yeah. And like,
own it.
Everyone called you a whore and like shit on you, but then you decided to become best friends with them.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't be me.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If you treated me like that, you're fucking dead to me.
Oh yeah, no.
And like, I will pray for karmic revenge.
Uh-huh.
I won't do anything to you,
no.
But I will root for your failure in
yeah,
life.
We'll call a witch and like have
forever.
Them cast a spell.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like you know, you kind of made your bed. It's you got to lie in it, but it's also just like, it just makes sense that you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's on TV. Like, we can go back to the days where, like, Lala was just, like, covering up her pimples with just, like, heavy makeup and going to Italy.
Mm-hmm. And I miss those humble beginnings.
I loved it.
And I loved her, like, when they were all on vacation in Hawaii and the girls got mad because she took her top off. Yeah. I was like, feminist icon.
Yes.
Lala Kent.
Yes.
Making these bitches squirm.
Yes.
And then now it's just like.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer. Yeah. Sorry. Lala.
Lala. At Sandoval and Ariana's house, this cursed potluck takes place.
Cursed potluck.
I was open to the possibility of, like, maybe things could be yummy. But then Brock walked in with a fucking lobster and mussels. And that is truly not okay.
Okay, why?
You can't just be having lobster and mussels to go. You can't do
that. That's true.
You don't, those foods don't travel.
Yeah, right, right, right.
You order those at a restaurant and then eat them immediately.
Honestly, yeah, because it's, I mean, I'm even scared to eat sushi to go sometimes because I'm like, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it just tastes better at a restaurant.
I know. And like sushi, you got to like get it really fast. And
yeah.
Even the sushi is like, the sushi seems like it's been sitting out for too long. God. It's going to get like room temp.
Yeah.
But then a lot, like a lobster and mussels
that
have
true.
Traveled from like at least 20 to 30 minutes in the car and then sat in the house for another 20 minutes before everyone ate. That's sick.
Did anyone get sick after this? That's what I want to know.
The craziest part was that everyone then ate the mussels and commented on how delicious they were. I was like, you guys are all fucking mental.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd ever eat. No, that's only a restaurant. Same with oysters. Like, I'm only going to do this at a restaurant.
Yeah, you don't order like moule frites on Postmates and like.
And hope for the best. And like, you can't get pissed if you get food poisoning.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you? Like,
and for someone like Charlie to like, who's not into eating anything other than pizza, right?
Yeah,
and whatever.
And quesadillas and PB&Js.
That's it. That's very daring. That's like going to a sushi restaurant with like a Christmas wreath on front of it in like June.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I was concerned. I was also when I literally, the moment she took a bite, I thought she was going to puke.
Yeah.
And I was excited. But then she goes, that's actually really good. And I was like,
girl,
something's wrong here.
I'm telling you, you're right.
Her palate, something is off.
Yeah, that makes like, actually that really pans out for her. If you think about it, that makes total sense. And we are also in an alternate universe for sure.
Yeah, we're in a universe where people are eating old mussels that have traveled far and wide and like singing their praises.
Oh, God.
And shitting on Sheena's incredible enchiladas.
I mean, I'm telling you, honestly, I think it's a consistency thing probably for... No, it's not, because the mussels have a consistency.
But she said texture-wise, like, yeah, the enchiladas were bad. But I think texture-wise, a mussel would be way worse.
Totally. This all, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something really sus.
And then everyone's drinking absinthe, which I was just like...
What is
chaotic-
that?
It's like, I think it tastes like black licorice almost.
Yeah, but like, what is with the resurgence of absinthe?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? It's like, why?
It's weird.
Who invited it?
Why now?
Yeah, why now?
But like, the chaotic mingling of flavors at this potluck was sending me down a dark path.
Yeah, totally.
You can't like mix all those things.
That's what I'm saying. They all have like bodies of steel, I think. Because like, I can have like 2 glasses of wine that's room temperature now and I just don't feel great in an hour.
I think they're so conditioned to be drinking heavily 24/7.
Yeah.
So it no longer phases them
or
machines. They're in recovery. Yeah. Like it's like one or the other.
Oh man.
But yeah, I guess when you're that food combination, I was just like, this is awful.
Yeah. Wow. That's on Charlie. Honestly, she called that.
I know.
She made that happen. Like if she gets sick, I would be like, that's on you. Like you called this weird potluck and you loved the mussels.
And like, I just can't get over the lobster and mussels. There's always two on Vanderpump Rules specifically. I was instantly spirited back to when Brittany broke up with Jax after he cheated. And then the girls threw her like a breakup with Jax party.
Right.
And
that Stassi attended, which is great.
Yeah.
And
on the table at the party was a plate of crab legs. And I was, they love getting like a traveling seafood, traveling hot seafood moment.
They're daring.
They're fucking crazy. It was like next to a Subway sandwich that had been like cut up. And then there was a plate like Taco Bell. Crab. Yeah. Like these people are fucking crazy.
I'm telling you, their stomachs are like of steel. And especially with the fact that they could drink that much alcohol and just be chill. Like Katie can still throw it down. You know it.
Oh, they all are just throwing back shots. No.
Like I'm too old.
Yeah. And this is the moment where Charlie was trying the muscle where I just wrote, why are we watching this actually?
Yeah.
Why is this a storyline? This girl didn't used to eat food and now she eats different foods.
Wow.
And we're going to watch a girl that didn't eat food then now eat food.
It's so important.
It's crazy.
And yet we'll still tune in, like, honestly, every week because I have to know.
No, because I have to see this through to the end, which I just beg of everyone, please cancel it to get me off the hook.
Farewell tour. This is the end.
At Lisa's, Lala and Rand are having tea. And I just think, like, Lala is really misreading this entire situation. The conflict with her and everyone else where she said she feels like she still has to prove herself over and over.
Yeah, that sounds like a projection. And she's like digging for something that's not there. Yeah. She's reaching.
I'm like, you just need to not be a bitch to these
just quit
people.
Being an asshole. Yeah. Just be nice.
It's pretty simple.
You're fine. You have a nice home. You like, you survived the pandemic. Congratulations. Like, just be chill.
Yeah.
Relax. Yeah.
Then there's like a rousing game of truth or dare.
Yeah.
Raquel is really, really drunk, dancing and being silly. And I kind of love to see that. But it also makes me sad for her a little bit.
She gives me like light Paris Hilton vibes. Is she not for you?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't think she's as like savvy as Paris, though.
Mm-mm.
And because I think this like this lighthearted side comes out when she's drunk. But I do think that she's just like kind of like a meeker, sad.
What did Lala call her? A Bambi-eyed bitch?
Bambi-eyed bitch.
Yeah.
She's but like not in a even sweet a bitch. Way. She's just not. Like kind of like a Bambi-eyed sad girl a little bit.
Yeah. Pixie Bambi-eyed sad girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She goes, what does phallic mean? Which was iconic.
That's like, again, right to what you were saying. We can do anything. Mm-hmm. Like we really can.
Yeah.
If
world
Raquel
is yours,
doesn't know what phallic means.
And she's here.
Making
Raquel's
money.
Out here literally about to spend $36,000 to fix her nose. So like,
and she doesn't know what phallic is.
More than that.
I mean,
$16,000
totally
plus 30.
Yeah.
$46,000.
Right.
Almost right. 50K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a mid range, like a luxury sedan to fix her nose.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, please, everyone, follow your dreams.
Yeah, you can really
you can
accomplish
do it.
Anything.
I like her talking. Well, Katie really does a good stir the pot.
She's good at that.
Mm-hmm. She has never have I ever gotten plastic surgery. The one thing she said all episode, she's fugued and then just dropped
this.
It's
really smart.
I was like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Smart, Katie. Yeah. But I also feel like producers were like, say that. Because then it gives Raquel a chance to bring up her nose struggles.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part, right? And then we're like, again, why are we watching
this? Yeah, and I just loved how genuinely traumatized Sandoval seemed by this sad twist of nose.
Oh my god, it's so
surgery
sad,
events
right?
for Raquel. Yeah. He was like, no, when they talked about the price, and I was like, I feel that from him.
Oh my god.
Ugh. And James goes, do you know how stressful this is for me, dude? And because he has to look at her all day.
Oh my god, that's so toxic.
Yeah, it was really sad. And she goes, it's my fucking face that I have to look in the mirror every day. And I love her like teary-eyed.
She does a good like cry moment. Mm-hmm. Her cries are always so like she's pretty good with like getting every word out when she cries, if you've noticed.
And she enunciates. She
enunciates everything.
Yeah.
But doesn't know what phallic means.
The beauty queen.
Beauty queen cry.
Yeah.
Like she should coin that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
James, I get why he's like irritated in this situation because he is, again, like the only sober person in a room full of really drunk people.
Yeah.
But he's also like being crazy to Raquel and to Charlie.
He's always insane though. I think like that's just like it like kind of gives me like bipolar vibes. Like he's like, whether he's drinking or not, he's like very erratic.
And without someone like Jax to kind of take away or distract, it's like, oh, we're just going to watch like James wig out on everyone. Yeah,
it's not cool. That's not like as if we're going to talk about Tom being someone that's like yelling at people, James is like actually the worst. Like he would have been canceled that season today if he talked about like the weight with Katie or like,
oh my god, or Kristen every time everything. He spit on her and like called her a whore.
I know like
thank god the show came out pre-cancellation, because
James would not be here right now. I'm telling
none
you.
Of them would.
No it's true.
I love true. Raquel didn't know to say his name when they were listing off rappers, and James goes, I've literally had a top 100 Billboard chart hit. And he is really mad and then calls Charlie and Raquel dumb. Like we're only like what, 7 episodes in?
I know.
We're gonna have to slog through.
Slog. I know.
Like almost 20 more episodes of this show.
No, there's not.
Aren't there like 24 in a season?
Oh my God.
Maybe there will be 18.
I don't think there's going to be 24 this season. I don't think they have enough thing. Like, I don't think they have enough to do it. Also, the never before seen episodes for me are just like so silly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
There was one. The one that was good was like from the season with Rob, I think.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
That one was good because Sheena was like, just revealed that she and Rob had a lot of anal sex. That's the only thing I remember. And I was just like, incredible. Incredible work, Sheena.
Oh my God, Sheena. That Rob season though, sorry. But that, like, just thinking about like how obsessed she was. Like, I'm sure editing, of course. But like I don't talk about anyone like that. That's like, I've ever been like that obsessed about anyone.
No, sir. I wouldn't. Like, don't you have anything certainly else? Wouldn't talk about it to a camera crew.
Hell no.
To have it documented on TV. Forever.
So embarrassing.
That's something you only talk about to like one friend. And but you also have to couch it. And like, I know I'm being crazy, right? But like, will you just listen to me talk about him for like a few more hours?
And you have to ask beforehand because like, you just don't want your friend to like honestly just leave and be like, I can't talk to you anymore. You have to have like a pre-conversation about the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let it all out. She let it all out.
She's also understood the assignment and done the work.
Yeah. My God, Sheena. Oh my God. Azusa. Yeah, so I guess we do have to just go through these next episodes. I mean, it's nice to have someone to discuss it with, though, because we'll be able to, like, actually talk about it.
I would not be watching now if I wasn't podcasting about it and committed to this.
Yeah.
Right, like, please, actually, we need it to be canceled because I can't do this anymore. And I felt like this for years now. And it truly, like, at least this is like, this is kind of just like brainless whatever. Yeah. Like, it's really neither here nor there. Yeah. But when you really start thinking about it, you're like, ugh. But the last two seasons, I truly reached a point where I was like, oh, I get why. Like,
yeah,
it was the first time that that podcasting felt like a job that I didn't want to do. And that was when I was watching I think season 7.
You Katie Maloney'd it.
Yeah, like, I was like, I hate this and I hate my life and my question my own life decisions. And then I like expanded the podcast to talk about other things, but I was like, why? And now here we are. So yeah, please, I bet. I'm going to manifest.
Yeah, you are going to do your scripting.
I love that Vanderpump Rules was abruptly canceled midway through season 9.
And I have something new and exciting to discuss, which there's plenty of exciting things
to talk
about. Oh,
there's so many great psychos out there.
I do. Yeah, which is great for TV. I mean, I hope that still exists because I'm here for it. And like, it's the only way to escape, right? Mm-hmm. But I also think that, you know, Lala is stirring up a lot this season. So I'm kind of hoping like every episode, another bomb drops.
I think it would be great to see maybe there is like, maybe the cheating stuff does happen with Randall this season.
Maybe we see it.
I mean, we're not even like halfway through yet. So
I know
it's going to be a long haul.
Although I am kind of excited. Not, I know this sounds shitty, but like, I kind of am happy that, remember the last season, it was like those new people,
mm-hmm.
but it was like,
Yeah, like care. Who were they?
Yeah,
even?
No one cared.
It was so weird.
It was so weird.
Danica was promising.
Yeah, Danica was promising.
The Sheena Vegas doppelganger, Farrah, was promising.
Yeah, I mean, she would have brought a lot to the table.
Yeah.
She was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
She was really scary. Yeah, no, but then, like, then they all, I think Danica just, like, dipped out, and then everyone else got canceled, right?
Yeah, the Max and Brett got canceled.
Yeah.
Dana, I don't know if she got rehired or what the deal was. She was kind of a flop.
They should do the Caesar Palace, like the Caesar's Palace restaurant show. That would be a show.
Vanderpump Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying, I'm like, we need Vegas vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to be a thing. Like Lisa's sleeping on it. If she wants to make money like that. Like, I would watch that tomorrow.
And I feel like they wouldn't even need to film for that long.
No.
And it's easy for her to, like, go back and forth to, like, Vegas or whatever.
Totally.
Or, like, focus on... I mean, I think that she's one of my least favorite things about the show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need her in the mix.
No.
I think that you could focus on whoever the manager is or, like, whoever the person in charge is in Vegas and, like...
I mean... Yeah, and think about it. Like, the nights go so much longer in Vegas. No one ever goes to sleep. Like, there is some shit that would happen there.
Yeah. I think they should do, like, a Showtime show where
oh, my God.
And like, then they can show them all fucking, too.
Oh, my God. Like, Taxi Cab Confessions or Real Sex, but, like, yeah. Vanderpump Rules.
But like, or, like, Gigolos where they show, yeah. like, yeah. where Or, like, Polyamory Married and Dating where it's, like, follow these God. Psychos around. Yes. But then they also, like, are just randomly having sex
every
once
God.
In a while.
Yeah. I know. I'm down.
Lots of ideas. This podcast always has great ideas for anyone that would care to listen. They're fucking free and I'd make your life so much better
it's
and actually
true.
Improve the world. So yeah. Maybe someday someone will fucking pull the trigger on one of the many incredible ideas that come out of
Honestly,
this pod.
Honestly, you're doing like the service. You're doing the Lord's work.
I really am.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
I will own that about me. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here and potting with me.
Thank you for letting me talk about my favorite. Bravo.
It's good. It's therapy.
It really is. I've been wanting to like have a catharsis moment with someone about Bravo. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh my God. Me? My Instagram is Instagram.com/thewhitesheep.
Love.
That's it. Yeah. That's my exciting Instagram account.
That's great.
Yeah, this is great.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And guys, until next time, love and light. Bye.
Bye. Ain't nobody got